Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on what has turned into a beautiful Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. A little cloud cover, but not all bad. Maybe a little cooler than we want. Let's check into the forecast and see a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. 70 for the high. Same story on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a lot of rain, highs of 63, 73, and 66. So we are not yet having the breakout that we're looking for. But with all that in mind, let's head up to the plateau and say hello to Coach Watson Brown. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm good. How is everything in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center? Is everything good?
You know, I think there's a lot of fun going on. I don't know about how many strikes or spares, but there is a lot of fun going on.
Are you a bowler?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. I have, you know, the highest I've ever bowled was about a 190.
That's not bad.
No, there was a time where I bowled a lot.
That's not bad.
Maybe this'll...
I do not bowl. There's a reason for that.
Well, yeah, I think we're talking shoulder.
No, no, I could. I've got the one good arm. I could bow with it. It's called wife. She's real good, and I don't mess.
Oh, really?
I ain't gonna play something she can beat me at.
How good?
Well, she was in that. She was a little better than what you said your high was.
So she can get into the twos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever anything close to a perfect game?
I don't think she's that, but she was. She didn't have to be that good to beat me. So when she beat me at something, no more. She beat me at horse once. We have not played horse since.
Really?
No, I'm not. I can't handle that.
Mm.
I'm 100% love her to death and in her corner, but I can't handle getting clobbered. I just can't handle it. No, not good at that.
You couldn't handle that with me either, could you?
I couldn't.
But really?
It would be better with you than her. I just, all she had to do is just after she beat me in horse, just turn and smile. I said, ew, good.
That sets
things
off.
No, I don't think I would handle getting beat by you real well either. So.
Yeah. Because after all, I'm an inferior athlete.
I'm just letting that fly.
We Greeks are outstanding athletes.
Huh?
We Greeks are outstanding athletes. I mean, right now, Giannis certainly is number one. Giannis's brother, who's not exactly Julius Erving, is number two. And given Nick Markakis' retirement, I think I've moved into the three hole.
You think you're three?
I don't think there are any other contestants.
You know, that's a good thing to have there.
It's
so
a bad.
You can always be no worse than third. That's pretty good, George.
Yeah, it's a bad field. Okay. Guess what?
What are you good at? Would you beat me in horse?
I was a good basketball player back in the day.
So you would beat me in horse, probably?
I don't know.
I was a shooter, they said. I was a maker as much.
I was much more of an inside game.
If they'd had a three-point shot when I played, I would have probably doubled the number of shots.
Watson, ask a friend of mine about the half hook.
Oh, you
it
had
was
a half
deadly.
Hook?
It was deadly.
Deadly half hook.
Deadly.
Who taught you the half hook?
I just sort of learned it on my own.
How about that?
I was a good tennis player. I'm a horrible golfer, and the rest just gets even worse.
If I ever get moved back that way, I will make you a solid golf player.
I'm ready. I need it.
I'm a good teacher.
Okay, I need
it. I'm a good teacher, so I will vow that I will make you a very solid. I will have you mid-80 golfer before.
Good Lord, if you do that.
I will have you somewhere in that range.
You will be given like
88. I will have you under 90. I will have you better than a bogey golfer.
If that happens, you would win. What's the Nobel Peace Prize?
The Nobel, that would be a peace prize.
Oh, I think it would be. I think a lot of the sand traps.
I will make that. Yeah, I'll tell you that when I get enough time to be with you and I'll get your golf. If you were a good tennis player and a good basketball player, I will get you down to be where you're a solid golf player.
You might want to talk to Bargatze about this.
Has Bargatze give up on you?
Well, I think from a golf standpoint, I think he's going to tell you.
From a golf standpoint, Bargatze gave up on
you. I think he's going to tell you.
Oh,
yeah. I think he's going to tell you you have bit off more than you can chew.
Well, that's interesting. I may take that challenge.
Yeah. Shall we move on to the important issues of the day?
Yeah, what we got today?
Oh, we've got the big contest.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Okay, Watson, a baseball junkie like me can jump all over the first two parts of this question. The third is a lot harder. You ready?
I probably won't be good at this. Give it a try. Let's go.
Name the three longest scoreless inning streaks by a pitcher in MLB history.
Three longest scoreless inning streaks. Woof.
The first two are obvious.
Why are they? No,
well,
the three longest
four.
Scoring hitless.
Hold on. Let's re-say the question.
Okay, because I may be.
Yeah. The three longest scoreless inning streaks by an MLB pitcher.
I'm going to say one spine, and I'm not sure. I'll say 27.
Watson, there are baseball people out there that would dust you.
I'm not good at that.
Okay, the first two are obvious.
Well,
first of all,
somebody that knows,
yeah.
They're not obvious to somebody
okay.
that don't, and it's obvious I don't.
No, I got that. I got that. Don Drysdale for years held the record. At 58 and two-thirds innings.
And I was a Dodger fan.
Yeah, not a good enough one.
Not a good enough one. I was a Dodger fan during his time. I grew up a Dodger fan.
It was 1968 that he did it. And then, out of
58,
nowhere.
58?
68.
68?
1968. 58 and two-thirds.
He probably did one out. He wasn't even hardly a 90-mile-an-hour guy.
Gave up more homers to Hank Aaron than anybody.
We said that not long ago. Yeah.
The number one is Oral Hershiser, who got to 59 scoreless innings in a streak that was unbelievable in 1988. Now, if you were to get with a baseball junkie, they'll rattle off those first two. But, Watson, the third one, I didn't know, didn't have a clue about. And to be honest, I'm going to hit Terry with the 10 longest streaks. And there's
Terry's
some things.
Good. That stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
10 longest. You got to name the other eight dudes?
Yep.
Whoo. If he does that, my hat's off to him. That's real good.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Okay.
Who is third?
The third longest, and let me say this. This is via the Elias Sports Bureau. They're including the dead ball era.
Yeah.
According to them, Walter Johnson is third, 55 and two-thirds innings of scoreless baseball in April and May of 1913.
How about that?
Yeah.
I do know Walter Johnson. I mean, I remember.
There are going to be some surprises on here. You get all these, you are the cat daddy.
Was Warren Spahn not one of them? you don't have it in front of you, do you?
Oh, no, I do have it in front of me. The answer is no.
Huh.
Mm-mm.
Sandy Koufax?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
More recent dudes, or more of them in the past?
Most of them are in the past. There's one that's fairly present that, I'll be honest, I had forgotten.
You're leaving me.
Zach Greinke went 45 and two-thirds in 2015. I did not remember that one.
How about that?
Yeah.
And that, I don't think he throws 185.
No. His... Anyway.
Is Phil Niekro on there?
No.
No?
No. And to my memory...
None of the Braves, then.
No. To my memory, Phil Niekro never came anywhere close to something like that.
What because was the Cubby guy that was so good for them? For
Jake Jenkins? Arrieta?
Jenkins?
Ferguson Jenkins, not on this list. Ferguson Jenkins, Watson, for all his greatness... led some leagues in home runs allowed, but they were all solo shots.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Ferguson Jenkins gave up a lot of long balls. I will tell you, Cy Young is on this list.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it only starters?
Yeah, I mean, you know, very seldom are the relievers going to ever get to that point.
I was wondering if Mariano might be on there.
Mariano Rivera?
Mm-hmm.
Not on here.
No.
Anyway. Okay, Watson, let's get to the business at hand and let's play the music.
Okay.
It is as simple as this, Watson. If the Preds win tonight and Dallas loses in Tampa, it's over.
I know. I told you. I think it's in the ball's in the Preds' courts. I didn't know it was that quick, but the ball's in the Preds' courts. All they got to do is win now. They can't be caught.
The magic number is, I guess... In hockey, it's different because of the point system, so maybe I don't even need to go there. But if the Predators get a win and Dallas gets a loss in the next two games in Tampa, which I think they will, then the Preds are in. Now, you've said something all along that you were dead on right about, which is we who care about the Predators do not want this to get to the final weekend with Carolina staring you in the face.
No, and them going and Chicago and with Dallas. I don't want this thing to go to that point. We need to finish it. Well, I understand that if we beat Columbus and the Stars lose, just
it's
once,
over.
Not twice, but once, it's
right.
Over.
Either, right. either night.
Either night.
So.
But if we beat Columbus tonight, and there's a great chance the Stars are going to lose to the Lightning, it could be over. It could be over by Wednesday, right?
It could be over tonight. It could be as late as Friday. It could also, unfortunately, go even deeper, which we don't want it to.
I've said that all along. I do not want it to get to where we're now the one playing the tougher opponent.
Let me get... real quickly, and he hung up. Wow. I was going to get to Tony in Nolensville, who called in. Tony, if you want to call back, go ahead. So, Watson, you're aware that there are new developments in the whole Aaron Rodgers stuff.
I think I am, but heck, you turn off the phone and you don't look for an hour, it could be something else. Are we into the Browns thing now, or are we... What's the latest on Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, apparently he has now spouted off enough that we've got a better idea of what it is he's hacked off about.
Got mad at a wide receiver, didn't he, that they cut?
That, and he apparently hates the general manager, Brian Gutekunst.
Jeez.
Basically comparing him to Jerry Krause.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And then there was the whole Brett Favre coming out saying his gut feeling is
he's gone.
Is over.
Yep,
yeah.
He's gone.
So, you know, we'll get into all this later. Let me get to Tony in Nolensville, because I bet he's got something fun for us. Tony, welcome.
Hello, George. Apparently I went through the dead zone since I made the connection. But, George, on this stuff here and with the bread, you know, I was sitting thinking last night, a word that come to me about this team this year is transition. We were started the season, immediately seemed to go in a tailspin. We transitioned, started playing a lot of the young guys. I thought they pulled the veterans, brought the good play of the veterans out.
I think they embarrassed the veterans.
George, I do too. I really do. I think they really put them on the spot and really, really embarrassed them. And then we transitioned into, like you say, bringing the veterans, making them bring their game to a new level. And then all of a sudden we transitioned from a team that was, you know, 4 weeks ago, they were dead. They were dead. And they go on their run, and then they get into the they transition into a contender, and now we've transitioned into tonight, very likely, that they're going to go into the playoffs as at least the number four seed. And I just think I called it a transition period. Each if we transition throughout the season.
Tony, if you get a chance, Luke Cunnan, who has been one of the younger players acquired in the offseason from Minnesota, will join us. And I think you'll enjoy what he has to say about how all this happened.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, he'll be on in about 5 minutes.
It's been fun watching these guys, and especially these young guys. And I've really watched. I've always get his name wrong. Is it Yalala or I can't say it, George. I always mess it up. The E U L A or E U. I can't say it. But I've really enjoyed watching these young players, and the way they've been skating, it's been fun. I've watched them the last two or three games, watched it, and it's been fun. So, but, yeah, I think they've transitioned all the way into – and, George, and Watson, let me throw this at you. When we're talking hockey, don't say the ball's in their court. How about saying the puck's in their attack zone?
Nice.
Just saying, so – but anyway, George, thank you for taking this call. I might call you back a little bit later. George, I've got a story. I'd love for Watson to hear it. It's an unbelievable story, and you hadn't heard it nowhere, I do not think. It's about a track team down in Alabama that won the state title.
Okay, stop there. Call me back at 2:45. We'll listen to it. Fair enough?
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you, George.
Okay. One last story. The Toronto Blue Jays, who haven't had a home, you talk about homeless. They played all of last year in Buffalo. They've played the start of this season down in Dunedin, Florida. And Watson and June, they're being shuttled back to Buffalo. Can you imagine how miserable this has been for them?
No, and they're hanging in there. They're hanging in there. They're not awful. I mean,
no, they got a good young team.
They're still in the mix. So I mean, no, unbelievable. This puts the Oilers to the Titans and to shame, don't it? I mean, it's unbelievable.
I bet they've got some amazing stories.
Ooh,
and my guess, and my guess is the going back to Buffalo was not met with a resounding cheer. That ballpark, first of all, is pretty small. They have a bunch of really good hitters. They've got Craig Biggio's son, Kevin. They've got Vlad Guerrero Jr. They are a hitting machine. They took the Braves behind the woodshed over the weekend.
Yes, they did.
Swept them 3 in a row. Anyway, Watson, we'll go to the break on this, and when we come back, Nashville Predator Luke Cunnan will join us. I think you'll be interested in what he has to say about how all this good stuff started to happen. You're listening not only to the Strike and Spare Studios, but you're listening through the F&M Bank phone line. All on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Recently, I took a look at my patio, and I knew I needed help. That's when I contacted my buddy Jeff Holsapple, and you know what? My patio now looks great. He pressure washed, he did all of the things involving the small crack repair, and you know what? My patio has never looked better. He's been in this for more than 20 years. He knows what he's doing. You contact him at 785-0319 or email jeffholsap@gmail.com. One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website, virtualnashvilleflea market.com, to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today calls for cloudy skies and a high near 70. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 48, and for Thursday we'll put a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the forecast with a high near 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Kenny Snibley.
Sports Radio WNSR.
2:28 is the time. What's going on with the Predators is really remarkable because most of us, me included, buried them in mid to late February, if the truth be known. And there was a lot of, you know, will there be a coaching change at the end? How many players are going to get traded at the deadline? And suddenly something snapped. Something changed dramatically to the point that tonight the Predators, with a victory in Columbus and a Dallas loss in Tampa, are in the playoffs. Late yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to tape an interview with Luke Cunnan, who has had a good year with the Predators. In the spurts where he's been healthy, he's been very effective. And I talked to him about exactly where all this started to go good. Luke, while all of us were trying to bury you all in mid to late February, you all rose out of the ashes and made liars out of all of us, which I'm thrilled has been the case. Could you see that coming?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as players go, the mindset of players is, you know, you kind of use those things to fuel the fire, I guess, prove people wrong. You know, you can't control, I guess, what other people are saying about you. You got to go out and do your job and do the things you know how to do and, you know, the things you know that'll make your team successful. And I think, obviously, a lot of new pieces this year, but I think it just took us a little bit of time to kind of find that kind of recipe for success, I guess. And, you know, we all know what that is now, and it's fun to obviously be battling for this playoff spot.
Was there a pivotal moment in it where it went from the negative to bang, here we go?
You know, for me, I think it was probably that long 16-day road trip the guys were on. You know, unfortunately, I was not on that due to injury, but just seeing how the guys were playing, just I know we've been saying it, I guess, all year, but that next man up mentality and just everyone being ready to play and ready to step in, do their job, whatever that may be, and just seeing all the guys step in that I guess you wouldn't really expect to see play, but because of all the injuries, stepped in, did an unbelievable job, and I think that just shows the, you know, the character and the willingness we have in this group.
The baseball fan in me calls it a pennant race, and that drives everybody here crazy. Because they're like, you need to come with a better term, but I'm going to use it anyway. How much fun has the pennant race been?
It's been awesome. You know, playing, we're all competitive guys, obviously, or we wouldn't be playing, you know, in this league. And you want to win, you want to have success. That's the only, really the only goal, right, is to win a Stanley Cup. And to be battling for this spot, like I said, it's awesome. It's fun. You know, like we've all said, we've been in this playoff mindset for a long time now. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great to play these really meaningful games and battle and, you know, just keep battling down to the wire.
Saturday night, the day one season ticket holder and me, day one, year one, before you all came out on the ice, and they hit the drum and the crowd 4 minutes before the first faceoff does the Let's Go Preds, I was like, whoa, there's an intensity in here tonight I have not felt. Could you all feel it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was unbelievable. The crowd was electric. It was buzzing. You know, I've been on the other side of that, obviously, playing with Minnesota against the Preds before, and just – it's an unbelievable fan base. They're so passionate. They care. And, you know, that definitely gave us, you know, a little extra boost. But we all knew, you know, what kind of game that was, how meaningful that was. And, you know, we just kind of got to have that mindset for the next few games here.
Luke, as it kept going on, the thought crossed my mind up in 305. Okay, not only is there a lot at stake, we all knew that going in, but as it looks like one goal is going to win that game, and you're sitting there playing out and saying, okay, if Nashville is the one to score it, they've got a huge leg up on Dallas. If, on the other hand, Dallas scores that goal, suddenly the playoff picture is totally different. How much of that goes through your mind as you're playing that, or do you have time to think that?
I think you're just so dialed in and focused in the moment. I think, you know, like you said, it was going to be really a one goal. You know, you could tell at a certain point in that game it was going to be one goal that was going to decide it, and both teams were playing pretty strong defensively, and we just knew if we just kept doing all the right things, eventually we'd get a look, and, you know, we were talking about just getting to the net, and obviously banging one in, and Halls did that for us, and, yeah, it was a huge goal, huge win, huge 2 points for, you know, the team, and, yeah, that was definitely a really fun game.
Watching you guys Monday night in Columbus on television, they flashed the stat, you know, here's what the Preds are in overtime, here's what they are in shootouts, and I had to laugh because I was like, holy cow, 3 years ago this team couldn't have won in overtime or a shootout if you gave them, you know, an empty net. What has changed in that area?
I'm not sure. I obviously wasn't here then, but I think just now it's we know how valuable these points are. You know, maybe in certain situations you're all just happy with getting a point. But I feel like we, you know, everyone's kind of buying into the system we want to play to in overtime. The guys that are doing that shootout, obviously our shooters have been pretty dialed in, and then our goaltending has been, I can't even say enough good things about our goaltending. It's been unbelievable. So it's just, I guess, all the right things are going.
Luke, the book on UC had been, and you know this, the book had been that he would have spurts of really good stuff followed by inconsistency. And then all of a sudden, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, this guy looks like the Cy Young Award winner of goaltenders. What has happened there?
Yeah, he's very dialed in. He's calm, cool, collective back there. Gives all of us a lot of confidence to go out and play. And we know that he's got our back there. Obviously, he makes maybe a few too many saves that, you know, he's bailing us out. But he's just been unbelievable. He's been our best player, I think, all year. So it's been great.
Right now, in this stretch, is he the best goaltender in the league?
I think so. I think so, for sure.
Take me a couple of other things that I want to ask you about. Getting Philip Forsberg back is an obvious plus. The guy has so many offensive skills. But the flip side that none of us know that don't play the game is, how hard is it to get a player back into what you're already doing with success? What's the magic touch there?
Yeah, I feel like we've had a lot of guys that have been out and coming back in and that have been playing well. It's just a lot of, I guess, inner competition of our group. Like, we got a lot of good guys that aren't in the lineup as well. So it's great to see guys come in and produce and do well. And obviously, Phil's a huge part of this team. And he was missed when he was out, and we're glad he's back. And, yeah, he's special offensively, and he can really lead the charge there. And he's a fun player to watch and play with, that's for sure.
So as this thing winds down, you've got three Godzillas in this division, in Carolina, Tampa, Florida. Give me a little bit, not that I'm going to ask you who's the one you'd rather play, but give me a little bit of what all three, what the challenges are in any of the three you end up with.
Well, I think all three play really fast. In Florida, they got a lot of speed and skill up front. We've seen them enough. We know what they're capable of, what they can do offensively and scoring goals and such. Tampa obviously just won the cup. They're a horse of themselves. They kind of have it all. Really good goaltending, good defensemen, good forwards, and just pretty all around. And I think with Carolina, they're a really fast group. They thrive on transition. Really don't give you a lot of time. They're moving pucks quick. They're getting going offensively and not a lot of time and space really when you play, you know, all three of those teams. So they're all good, and you know, we'll be happy to play any of them. We're just obviously focused on what we can control, and that's getting into the playoffs.
Luke, if it happens early in the season, some of these teams took you all behind the woodshed, and all of a sudden they've discovered you're a much tougher out than you were 3-4 months ago. Do they say that to you at all? Do you sense they know it? What is the vibe from the other groups?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we really worry too much about what they think of us. You know, we know the game we have to play. We got to go out, play our game. You know, every time we step on the ice, and like I was talking about earlier, our formula for success and what that entails. And we worry about ourselves and go out and do that. I think that's going to give us the best shot.
Watson, not only is he a good interview, but he's been a really valuable piece of their puzzle.
Well, I listened to, I think it was Philip Forsberg the other night, say that he gave the credit to the young guys. And I think when he meant young guys, not the stars, and that they've held this team together. And now that everybody is coming back and getting healthy and minds are right, and now they feel like they can go on a roll. That's why I say, George, I don't just get me in. Flip a coin when you get in, man. I said it yesterday or day before yesterday, I guess, and I'm going to say it again. The playoffs in hockey are different than any playoffs I've ever seen, and it becomes who's on a roll. And we're going in on a roll. We're probably going in on as good a roll as anybody in of the four, and everybody talks about how good the other three are, especially two of them. But if you look at the one-loss record here recently, we're probably the best of any of them.
Hey, Watson, we have a late word from Pogge.
What's that?
As of 1 minute ago, he says to me, only Plaz would say that Soros could be the Cy Young winner of goaltenders. Oh, I know I did. Make that the Vezina trophy. And, of course, I did that just because I knew it would send him into orbit. By the way, if you have not heard Pogge's show, he and John Burton are on 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 in the morning, and they are fun as well.
They are a lot of fun. And we all love Pogge. I love when he calls in. I mean, it's because most of the time he's getting on you. That's what I love.
Yeah, in fact, Pogge, if you're sitting out there sipping a little cocktail right now, call in after the break, and we'll compare notes on these various trophies. And then we'll also probably hear from Tony in Nolensville. I know we need to go to the break at 2:41. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room, and whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman oil can help you say, see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say, see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's mycayman.com. mycayman.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey, Bill King here. We're going to be at the Omni May 20th, Thursday, the reopening of Kitchen Notes. That's right, for breakfast and lunch, my show, and also the Greg Hogue and John Burton show. We're back at the Omni, first time in a year, Kitchen Notes, May 20th. Love to see you there.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
2:45 is the time. And by the way, if you've never been to Kitchen Notes, it is incredible. Have I grazed there before? I have. It's really good stuff.
Did you have the biscuit bar?
I sure did. Mm. It's terrific. Watson Tony is dying to tell you a story, so let's see what it is. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing great, George. And, George, thank you for letting me call back and tell this story. It was sent to me yesterday, courtesy of my ex-wife, and we're civil. And
that's good.
And it comes from the story of Channel 13, Watson, down in Birmingham.
Mm.
And this weekend.
NBC.
Yes, sir. This weekend.
13 Bill Action King. News.
You've got it down right there. Watson, Bibb County, Centerville, Alabama. You know where it's at exactly.
Yes.
Their track team, George, won the 4A state championship, track championship in Alabama. What's the big story about that? This team is only 5 years old, and they are at one of the oldest high schools in Central Alabama. They've never had a track built. They have no track facilities. They have no track equipment and stuff. They have gathered stuff on and off the last 5 years, hand-me-down stuff, if you want to call it. And the track team that won, 17 young men qualified for this tournament for the track state championship. And they practice their facilities, George, is the parking lot of the high school. And their coach has marked off, he started this 5 years ago, but they have still not had a track built for them. And then they go out and run all their sprints, all their distance, and everything in the parking lot of the high school. And the field events track portion, they go over to the band and use the band practice field, and they have to wait and do all this in the afternoons after the school's let out. Everybody's going home that drove, and then the band does their spring practice, and they have to wait for them to do that. And these young men won a state championship without having any facilities to work with. I just thought that was incredible.
Watson, that is incredible.
It's incredible, and it shows you, Tony, if you have talent and you have the desire to be good, it isn't all just about facility. The other comment I'd make, Tony, I'll bet you that there's some people that'll start raising some money for a track now that they've won the state championship. At least I hope so. That's the only thing they should do.
Yeah.
Their coach made the comment, exactly what you're touching on, Watson, is that there should be no restrictions. If you have the desire and the want to, there should be no restrictions in how far you can take your talent, whether you have the facilities or not. And that you hadn't heard a lot about this story, but I just thought that was intriguing. But they were competing against big private schools as well as big public schools that have all the facilities, and this team won this with nothing. And that, I just thought that was an amazing story. I knew Watson would know a little bit about it, being that he was, you know, had coached down there at UAB and all over the state of Alabama, and I knew he'd know about Bibb County.
Thank you for sharing that, Tony. That is good stuff.
Great story.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Now, in a moment, we will be joined by the Pete Vukovich of Nashville Radio Sports Talk Show hosts. Zach's over there going, who the hell is Pete Vukovich?
You read my mind.
He was a great pitcher on a Milwaukee title team that got to the World Series and then lost to the Cardinals. Pogu is a big Brewers fan, and we looked for, I don't know what you'd call it, some intro music for him. Let's hear what you came up with. Very soothing. Pogu.
What in, you know, two things.
I don't know. This is all on Zach.
Well, first off, I want to make sure I am on the F&M Bank phone line. Is that correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay, just want to make sure that I got on the F&M Bank phone line.
God knows there are enough signs in the studio about it.
Yeah, okay. And number two, if it's the Brewers, it's roll out the barrel and we'll have a barrel of fun. Come on.
You know, in the future, we'll do that because I made a mistake of leaving with Zach. I don't know what the hell he came up with there.
It's Tchaikovsky or something, or, you know.
Look, I'll admit it. I dropped the ball on this one, guys.
What is
all right?
It? Just tell
I don't
us
know
what
the
is.
Hell this is. You asked for dramatic music. I gave you dramatic music.
Well, Pogu, he's got a point there.
Hey, I thought our format had changed to NPR for a minute.
Okay, so you did not like the Cy Young of goaltenders.
No, because I find that humorous, but I find it even more humorous that you're doing that to agitate me.
Oh, yeah.
And so the man who thinks in a theater, the balcony is the upper deck. And I can't remember what the other one was. Watson, help me out.
Pennant race.
The Predator's in a pennant race.
Okay.
So the Predator's in a pennant race. And, of course, the Cy Young one just happened. So,
what is the proper term if you're in a pennant race in hockey?
You're in a playoff race.
You're in a playoff race.
Yeah, you're racing to the playoffs. You're racing to the pennant, right?
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Nice drop in there. Pogi, all I can tell you at this point is I'm going to have to work on some new stuff, new material. But, you know, it's 2:53, and that means I have to go to a break at the Strike and Spare Studios.
Well, it's been fun on the F&M Bank phone line, so I've got all three of your plugs in for the hour, so you don't have to do any more.
Talk to you soon, Pogi.
See you, Pogi. Bye.
Oh, he is a piece of work. Gosh. And here's the scary thing. He hadn't changed a lick in 30 years. As long as I've known him, he's always been like this. I love it. We'll go to the break and wrap up hour number one when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May Instant Games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. New May Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. 50% chance of showers and embedded thunderstorms. High upper 70s to near 80 with blustery south-southwest winds. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm activity continues. Low temperature down to 56. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
to my good friend, Greg Pogue.
The barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
That's the Brew Crew. By the way, Miller Park, the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, Watson, is an awesome place to see a game.
Have not been there.
I have. Beautiful. Huge. Big old park. Which is a good segue to tell you that Danny Evans will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. So will Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. But interesting enough, the first thing we're going to get him to talk about is a hockey story that all of y'all are going to get some interest in. This one is buzzing huge. It involves the kind of conflict that I thought was going to take place last night, Yankees-Astros, but it didn't. Stick around.
WPDQ Transfer. On air and online, Sports Radio
WNSR. ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden at the White House touting his restaurant revitalization fund launched this week and part of the American Rescue Plan.
Businesses that get grants can use it to cover payroll, rent, utilities, supplies. Everything they need to start, to stay open, and to reopen.
The $28.6 billion program allows restaurants, bars, food trucks, and other eateries to apply for grants of up to $10 million. Facebook's Oversight Committee announcing they will uphold former President Trump's ban from the platform for now. The board telling the company to review the case and come up with a response that would apply to all users who violate company policy on spreading disinformation. In a statement, the former president called the decision a, quote, disgrace. A federal judge threw out the CDC's nationwide eviction moratorium for renters first put into place by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength.
Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At CDW, we get that a cyborg assistant won't make your employees more productive from home.
Please, call me Brian. I can vacuum your dog.
That's great. But at CDW, we can design a productivity solution with Lenovo devices that offer fast, reliable connectivity to help your people manage their workloads the right way.
Can I have a human hug?
No. For technology that moves you forward, trust Lenovo and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/Lenovo client.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price, too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
greatness. History in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you in what is going to be a rip-roaring 3 o'clock hour. This is going to be fun. First of all, let's say hello to Terry McCormick and see if he can give us more than a one-word answer. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. How are you?
Boy, you just sort of stuck to the script there, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm actually very happy my Yankees got it done last night.
I kind of thought they were going to.
Yeah, I kind of did, too. And there were no extracurricular activities.
You know what? We'll get to that here in a minute, Terry.
Yes.
Don't rush it before it's time. Do you have any Titans news to share with us?
Well, as you know, yesterday they signed a wide receiver. His name is Fred Brown, played previously for the Denver Broncos. Now, this is not downtown Freddie Brown, formerly of the Seattle Supersonics.
Although if he gets behind the defense, he could become downtown Freddie Brown.
He could. He could. Or if he has a good three-point shot, he could become downtown Freddie Brown.
Is that really the move?
That's really the move.
I mean, I know it is, but does that really solve the issue?
No, it doesn't. I think there's still things that are going to have to be done at both wide receiver and tight end, in my opinion. Now, I don't know how much stock they are putting into Dez Fitzpatrick being able to come in and be one of their top three wideouts. I mean, it's possible that that could happen, but, you know, how often do fourth-round picks come in and make an immediate impact? You know, not very often. Usually takes a little bit of time for those types of guys to develop. So it'll be interesting to see if there are more moves on the horizon.
Now let's bring our man Danny Evans to our microphones. The guy can talk baseball better than any human being I know. And yet, Danny, that is not where we're going to go right at the beginning. How are you?
I'm well, George. Good to talk to you. And hello to all the listeners.
So are you aware of what's happened in the last 20 minutes?
Other than my dog going out for a walk? No, I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on, because I want your perspective on this, because I think you know more than I do or any of us and can share it with us. You ready? The Rangers, the New York Rangers, the Hockey Rangers, in the last 20 minutes have fired their president and their general manager, and I think I know what it's about, and I think you do too.
Yeah, probably about the incident the other night involving the Capitals, correct?
Okay, I'm going to read. Yeah, I'm going to read what they put out last night that has had people absolutely buzzing. The New York Rangers are extremely disappointed that Capitals forward Tom Wilson was not suspended for his horrifying act of violence last night at Madison Square Garden. Wilson is a repeat offender with a long history of these type of acts, and we find it shocking that the NHL and their Department of Player Safety failed to take the appropriate action and suspend him indefinitely. Wilson's dangerous and reckless actions caused an injury. Help me say the guy's name right. Is it Artemi Panarin?
Panarin.
That will prevent him from playing again this season. We view this as a dereliction, big word, of duty by NHL head of player safety, George Parros. Watson, I think Parros is Greek, just to be honest. That moves him way up the list. And we believe he is unfit to continue in his current role. Well, Danny, you know that Gary Bettman went berserk when he saw that memo.
Well, I tell you what, if anyone saw the play, I saw the play live. It was ugly. I mean, that can't happen. You know, in some jurisdictions, he could have been arrested for assault. I mean, it was ugly, it was violent, and it was uncalled for. And I think, you know, this might have been a case where a tweet wasn't approved. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I saw it last night, George. I saw the tweet come out, and I thought, wow, that was
pretty strong.
Well, not only strong, but usually those things are handled internally first. And if you don't get results that you want, then you go public, which is what I was surprised about. I mean, I was watching the Rockies-Giants doubleheader, and I was trying to watch the Blackhawks at the same time, and that came out. And I thought that was a little out of the ordinary, but I did not know about the terminations of the two individuals.
Yeah, that just broke about 20 minutes ago. And so I thought, you know what? Danny knows all this better than I do. I want a little bit of your perspective on it. So, Danny, it's the perfect segue to my gut feeling going into last night was there was going to be a bloodbath at Yankee Stadium, that somebody on the Yankees pitching staff would go after somebody from the Astros. Are you surprised that didn't happen?
No, because you can put some things in your pocket, George. You just hold on to them for some time later in the season. And sometimes, too, there might be a mandate from the league offices or from the umpires stating that, you know, we're not going to allow anything tonight, and just heads up, there will be met with some severe punishment. And when a team's struggling, you don't want to further deplete yourself and walk through some suspensions and some issues. So who really knows? Well, the people involved know. We'll ultimately find out. But, yeah, I expected some problems last night. And when they didn't surface, I thought what you just asked, that, you know, something might have happened to quell those things. And for it not to happen, I think it's a matter of time. I think there's some ugliness in the crowd. Likely, I saw it referred to as salty in one media rendition. I don't think there's a lot of love between those two units.
No. So you're aware that Terry is a Yankees fan.
Very aware.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so, Terry, are you aware that your pitchers have filed that in their hip pocket for the moment?
I am very aware of that, and here's what I think. I think that that is something, and I'll certainly let Danny offer his advice because he's the expert, that is something that they can kind of use to their advantage, because I don't think any Astro, until the retaliation takes place, I don't think any Astros hitter is going to dig in real comfortably in the batter's box against the Yankees pitcher.
Well, Watson knows this better than anybody, Terry. Intimidation in sports is a wonderful weapon to have in your back pocket, especially in a sport where people are hurling spheres at 90-plus miles an hour. You know, you sometimes, I remember when I first started, I wondered why at times there weren't immediate retaliations. And a veteran player pulled me aside and said, sometimes you don't even have to retaliate. It's just the thought that you might that's enough to tell everybody, hey, heads up, we're not messing around here.
You're reading too much, John.
I don't know that Watson heard that.
I didn't hear it. I lost it just for a second.
Well, he made the point that, and I think it's a great point.
I got the first of it. I missed the end.
Yeah, the point being that just the threat of retaliation can be equally as effective as the actual, you know, throw at them.
Oh, I think you always want to have that in your back pocket. Anytime you get a leg up on somebody in some way, and that's one of the ways to me, and I agree with Danny on it. As soon as he said it, I said, he's absolutely right. I mean, you use it in football all the time, and it's not just the with throwing at somebody or fighting or whatever. There's a lot of ways to do that. And when you got a bird in your hand, man, you hold on to that bird. And so
guys,
I agree
you know
with Danny
what?
100%.
Fear is real, and it's real in sports. And sometimes you don't have to play that card. Just having that card in the deck sometimes is enough to unsettle the other side, especially when you're at home. Because it's already a hostile environment, you know, you might want to play that card at some point, but I think it's really a valuable tool to have that intimidation that you may inject into a game.
Danny, I made the point yesterday that if I had been the director of the ESPN telecast, that this would be one of the few times last night that I would show live the meeting at home plate between the umpires and the two managers. I'm like you. I have no doubt that a memo was sent out basically saying there better not be any crap tonight. But what do you think that the umpire's message was last night to those two managers? Do you think it was more of the same?
George, it never comes directly from the umpire. It comes down from the league offices, from MLB Central Office. And it is relayed through the umpires to give the umpires not only the support they need, but the backing when discussing it with the two clubs. Because what you don't want is a renegade umpire, a rebellious umpire, making his own litigation and his own rules. I mean, that's just completely not good. So I think what you've got here is a situation when, you know, and like you, I agree. I was kind of hoping to see that last night because I kind of anticipated it. And it's usually pretty spirited in that situation where, you know, the conversation will take place and it's directed and it's intentionally directed very firmly instead of the usual lineup exchange. Because, you know, the lineup exchange is usually just procedural and that's all it is. And when you have an incident potentially going on, what frequently happens is the umpires will just say, guys, you know, this is clearly there's more to talk about than usual. I just want you all to know that we have received word from the Major League offices, and this is what's going on for today. And frequently when that occurs, you know, there's a little banter between the two managers and some, let's just say, spirited conversation. But then everybody knows where they stand from that point forward. You know, we don't know what occurred. We didn't see it, and I understand it because of the timing of broadcasts. You know, it's funny, George, I'm old enough to remember when there was a national game like once a week.
Right.
And you never on that Saturday afternoon wanted to have an incident. And if anything was spiraling out of control, you were told, well, now every game is available. And every game's available, you know, on almost a national basis and all your mobile platforms. So now it's not a matter of trying to hide anything. It's trying to get in front of it. And I think the umpiring crew, you know, I would guess likely had a very difficult situation that they probably relayed at that time.
Danny?
Yeah, go ahead, Terry, because I think you're going to ask the question that I was about to steal from you. Go ahead.
No, I'm actually going to inject a comment where he was talking about the, you know, only being one game on per week. You remember that? That's part of the reason why the Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson dugout fight became such a big deal, was because that was the Saturday game of the week when that took place.
You're exactly right. I was watching that day. I exactly remember it. And, you know, Terry, it just shows you where our game has evolved. I mean, now, you know, the four of us and our listeners could be, you know, watching four or five games at once. Well, not right now because there aren't four or five games going on, but you can watch so many different games. So what used to happen, I would say somewhat in a quiet manner, now everything's on the table the moment the teams take the field. And that's one of the reasons why messages like I discussed do come down from the MLB Central Office, because they're aware of what's going on more than ever before.
So, Danny, let me swipe something that Terry brought up yesterday, because I don't really know the rule. Terry made the comment that the Yankees, when they take the field in the top of the first last night, have almost a free shot at the Astros, because at that point the umpires would then warn both benches after Altuve gets drilled as the leadoff hitter. I guess I don't know the answer to this. Do the umpires have the legal MLB right to go ahead and warn both groups before the game starts that your guy hits somebody, it's automatic. Automatic ejection.
Yes, they can, George, but they also have the discretion of ejecting if there's intent, and its volatility is so questionable that a mere warning is not enough. So they can eject immediately. It's seldom done, and it's not done for obvious reasons. You know, that's an umpire getting involved in a part of the game that umpires, you know, umpires are terrific. They don't want to get involved in stuff like that. But sometimes it's in the best interest of the game and the individuals involved. And I will say this, George, I think what you said initially about that free shot in the first inning, it is loud and clear. I mean, you've got a shot in that first inning, particularly with the first batter. You can do whatever you want. The only problem is you might get penalized for it, but nobody is usually ready for that first batter. And, you know, Altuve is obviously, you know, Altuve is kind of the epicenter of a lot of things that have gone on along with Bregman and a lot of people, you know, on throughout the game view them as marked people for 2021. Many of the fans do. And I think one of the issues we've got here is this is a problem that's probably not going to go away right away.
No.
So as a result, you know, this is probably a concern for the umpiring crews on almost a nightly basis.
Terry, see, I listen to your stuff.
There you go.
By the way, did you notice, Terry, that I did a full segment with Danny and the ATL word never came up?
That is amazing. That is amazing.
That's a stat of the day.
That's a stat of the day because that's never happened before.
I don't think it has. I'm proud of me. Watson, are you proud of me?
Oh, very, but I think I know if they were in first place, it would have first thing that would have come up.
Wow, that was such a cheap shot.
Oh, how many broadcasts do you estimate you've been involved in over the years, George? And this is the first time maybe that the Braves have not come up when we all thought they were going to.
Which then does lead us, Danny, to the whole thing about what Nick did. Do you want to tell that story involving Frank Wren?
Do you mean the one where he asked me ahead of time to take his side and just have
yes.
a little conspiracy against the host of the George Blaster Show?
I'll start it. I was not a big fan of former Atlanta general manager Frank Wren. And I felt like Danny, as a very reasonable guy, would understand my position, which was very clear. I had no use for Frank Wren. So behind the scenes, Danny, what went on?
Well, let's just say conspiracies are beautiful sometimes. And I got a phone call from Nick, whom I just loved. And he called me and he said, let's have a little fun with George today. He said, you know he's going to bring up Frank Wren. And when he does, support my side and let's just see what happens. And I was actually with a friend. I was at a game, and I just said, yeah, you know, that'll be great. No problem. And I said to my friend, I said, hey, I'm about to say a few things. Just don't believe the merits of them. And I went on, and I'll tell you what, George, I know you were perplexed.
Oh, I was
like, where'd this come from? I didn't see this. And I liked Frank as a human being. I like him a lot. But I didn't agree with some of the things he was doing at the time. So I think you probably saw, you know, what I was doing and was really surprised by it.
Well, Watson, do you know when I found out about the conspiracy?
No, when did you?
I'm in my car headed to the station for what turned out to be the greatest show I have ever been a part of. It was the day Nick passed away. And the tributes from listeners, from Danny, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing show I've ever been a part of that was capped off by his wife, who I had nicknamed the Good Christian Woman, because, as I said, anybody married to Nick has to be a Christian. But here I am really down. Nick was a dear friend, and it hurt me a bunch. And 5 seconds into that broadcast that day, I lost it on the air. But an hour earlier, Danny tells me what really had been going on, and I called Nick a bad word.
Well, on a day that we were all shedding tears.
Oh man,
it was really great to laugh because it was a much needed laugh. I missed that man so much. He was such a blast.
Yeah, Watson, you'll be up next, but both of us need to say a couple of words about Jody Jones Dentistry.
Well, George, all we can say is what we say. He's the best. He's the best in the city. There's a reason for that. He's what he's wanted to do his whole life. He jumped into this career immediately. Unbelievable work ethic, and look what he's accomplished. Look what he has now, the facility he has. I know everybody had a tough go through this pandemic and probably hadn't been to a dentist, to be very honest, a lot of people. And if you need to regroup and you need a dentist, Jody Jones is that guy. The facility's unbelievable. He can do anything through his dental practice, and all the staff that he has are first-class people. You just feel so good when you walk in the door. Make that call to Jody Jones.
Yes, 615-259-5100. Beautiful new center. I call it state-of-the-art. You can call it whatever you want. It's incredible. At 55 Music Square East.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout the afternoon. Partly sunny, temperatures near 70 and mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows drop to the upper 40s. Tomorrow Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, temperatures near 70. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
328. All we've talked about so far is conflict with Danny Evans. We're probably going to get into some baseball, actually on the field, which he talks better than anybody. And so next up from the on-deck circle, Watson, what was your number in baseball?
Well, it's different. At Vanderbilt, it was 19. It was 11 most of my time through high school and the little leagues and all of that. I wore number 11, and I was number 12 in football, and I was number 14 in basketball. So I stayed in the teens.
Right. Right in there. Okay.
But what? 19 was my Vanderbilt number.
What do you got for Danny?
Danny, the one thing that I'm not sure the fan knows is – there is a lot of chirping that goes on in baseball. Everybody thinks it's football and basketball, and you know, you're out there on each other, and there's all kind of things said. But, man, the one thing I can remember through my time, the dugout chirping or to the dugouts or whatever, and you can't hear that. I would love to have been a fly on the wall to see if there was any of that last night with the Yankees.
Well, Watson, I'll tell you what. Here's something that I have become very aware of recently. These guys got used to playing without fans in the stands. They hated it last year, hated it. But the guys who chirp, and you're right, they chirp a ton. I was a chirper myself, so I get it. They have had a great year where they could get in the ear of their opponents from the dugout, and they could get it out to the guys on the field very easily. The hitter, the umpire, the crowd mics picked up a lot of it. But I think what's going on now is that the fans back in the stands, a little frustrating for some of the guys because they've had the ear of everybody on the field, and suddenly it's back to reality, even though the fans aren't completely back in. And I'm hearing it, and I'm seeing it. I saw it last night in a couple ball games where – guys, you know, sitting on that top rail, as a friend of mine once said, have editorial comment regarding the ball game. And, you know, some guys that you think would never be that guy end up being one of the most vocal people on the field. It's really kind of surprising sometimes how talkative some players are. They're very out of character in the middle of the game.
Well, and I was probably, there were more bad things said to me through baseball than I think there ever was through basketball and football. It's amazing how that works. I had a close friend of mine say once, you were the best I ever saw at starting fights, but you never finished any. And I guess I just opened it up for them, but man, I used to catch it. And so you get out there, and you don't want to dare let them know that you hear it. So you tried your best to keep from it, and even sometimes it was even funny. But I would love to have listened to some of it last night. I promise you, there was some of that went on through that game.
Watson, some of the best stuff is when guys are in the batter's box or the pitcher's on the hill, and you hear something that's particularly good. You know, there are some, you know, we've got about 20 seconds between pitches, so people have the chance to let their brain kind of be creative, and all of a sudden they come up with something and they just, you know, throw it out there to the masses. One of my favorite things is when the pitcher or the hitter has to either step off the rubber or step out of the box, you see the umpire's hand come up and it's like, you know, applause. That was really good. You know, that was nasty, but boy, that was really good. Very impressive And one of my favorite ones, I was at a game once where the hitter stepped out, pointed to the other dugout, and he says, "That was good, but it better stop." And I just thought, okay, not only did he hear what he said, he realizes that he doesn't want to hear it again.
Oh, my second thing, then I'll ask a baseball question. But I asked these guys this earlier in the week. What do you think Dusty Baker, who wasn't part of this, in did he approach his team before this game or the night before or the afternoon of or about how to handle it if they do throw at us? And then I got to thinking when I said that, Danny, you know, that's already right there is exactly what you're saying. If that did happen, that's already messing with the Astros' minds. That's the Yankees right there getting one up. If he had to spend time to talk about what we will do if this happens. And do you think that he did?
Well, I know Dusty extremely well. I love him. He's one of my favorite people, and not only in the sport, but on the planet. And he's in a real awkward spot, Watson. You are exactly right. He had nothing to do with this. Yet, he's a leader. He's a stand-up guy. There's never any passive-aggressive side with Dusty. He's a great communicator and very bold in his ability to communicate. So my guess, because they're not lily white. I mean, the Astros know that they didn't exactly get away with everything, and they've been penalized justly and severely. But, you know, it's not something that's just going to go away with an eraser. So knowing Dusty, I'm sure he's addressed it. I'm sure he's not afraid of it. But I think one of the things they've got here is, to me, one of the best communicators ever managed the game. I mean, he's phenomenal. And I think as a result, there's no hidden agenda with the Astros, I'm sure. But at the same time, there's only so much you can do when it's not in your control. And I think, you know, their problem is they're hovering right around 500 in a division that they should win. So they're probably, you know, concerned about, you know, I'll be honest with you, Watson, I was part of a White Sox team where we had maybe the biggest brawl in the history of baseball with the Tigers in 2000. I think we had 16 guys suspended at one point. Yeah. So, you know, there are times where you go, gosh, I'd love to do something, but not now. It's just not a good time.
Yeah. And my baseball question, it looks to me, Danny, that the better teams are slowly now starting to rise. I mean, except in one division. I mean, the Yankees are starting to come on. The Rays are up there. The White Sox are coming on a little bit, even though that division's weird anyway. And the Astros are coming up a little, even though they're up above 500 now in the Athletics. You go to the other league, the Cardinals and the Brewers are now up there. The Giants, Dodgers, Padres are up there. The one division that it's weird is the the East, National League East. And there's only one team 500. The rest of them have losing records. It's unbelievable, yeah. And yet we've said all along that might be the best division in baseball.
Yeah, it's not playing to it right now. The Phillies at 500. And Watson, you bring up a really good point. This is about the time, about the 30th game of the season, where things start to make more sense. It's warming up in some places. But the East has been bizarre. Four of those five teams have a negative run differential. There's a lot of Braves fans listening right now, including our host.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Braves are lucky right now. No one's playing to their capacity. I think hence the Mets fire their hitting coach. The Nationals have had some comments externally. The Phillies have played probably better than anyone anticipated, even though they're not playing all that well. I mean, they're outscored by 15, 16 runs on the course of the season. There's only two games separating the first and fifth place clubs. I think clearly things are going to change, but this is one of the fun things about our sport. We play so many games that it's sometimes you dig yourself a hole
And sometimes you can get out of it. Other times you can't. I mean, there are some clubs in baseball right now. I mean, I'm thinking about the Twins that are, I mean, they got a long way to go to get back into the race. And it's a matter of looking up and saying, you know, those teams aren't insurmountable, but you, I mean, Watson, you know this as a coach, you've got to fix your own problems before you really fix your status in the division. And until they do that, you know, those East clubs, I mean, they're just going to sputter around 500. I never anticipated this division to be as treading water as they are, and they're all treading water.
Last thing with me, and I know we've got a couple of minutes, George.
Yeah, and then we'll go to the break and then bring Terry up.
Let Terry have it. In my sport of football, when you fix things, it was more of a team fix. It was, we're not doing this well on offense yet. We're not defending this well. We're not rushing the passer well enough. In baseball, to me, the way you fix things is by individuals more. Am I right about that, or am I off base?
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, the coach's voice in football, in baseball, you know, many times the manager's voice is heard more when the team is struggling. He doesn't have as loud a voice or as significant a voice in the clubhouse when things are going fairly well. But when the team is struggling, a manager has to really be careful of his comments publicly to the media, to the press, even in the clubhouse or during the game. It's a very tough balancing act. So I think many managers have some trepidation. They walk a tightrope when it comes to their comments. And sometimes, Watson, those comments can be managed through a post-game press conference. You can say some things, but here's the odd part of our game. The defense controls the ball, unlike any other sport, and it's a failure-based game. So failure sometimes breeds more failure, and it's such a mental game that offensive struggles tend to lead to more struggles offensively for a team. A team that's struggling like the Mets that aren't scoring runs, it's really hard to bust out of that slump because everybody tries to do a little bit more than they're capable of, which just makes a hard thing harder.
We will have more with Danny Evans when we come back, including Terry McCormick. You're listening to WNSR.
Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some nice weather. And add to that a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports book. The app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique, fun bet types, and when you win, FanDuel will get you your money in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up, use the promo code BKING.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops.
We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, we welcome all of you back at 3:45. Terry, I guess it's time for the Yankee report.
It is definitely time for that, Danny.
I was afraid of that.
No, we're not going to go all Yankees, but I do have a Yankees question. They benched Gary Sanchez a few days ago, and they've given the starting catching job to Kyle Higashioka, which is certainly an upgrade defensively, and his bat has been a pleasant surprise. Do you think that this is his job to hold the entire season, or do you think the Yankees will be shopping for a catcher before the trade deadline?
Well, Terry, it's a good question. I've known Kyle since he was in high school. He's got great feel for the game, a terrific defender. I think the Yankees right now are just searching for an immediate answer, and they're not as concerned about long-term as they are catching the Red Sox, who they never anticipated being this good this early. You know, they've made no bones about Sanchez being a disappointment the last couple of years, and Gary's a bat more than a glove. So I think they're probably leaning on Kyle's expertise defensively. They've pitched extraordinarily well when he's been on the mound. They've got an ERA as a club below 2 when Kyle's been catching. So I think this is one of those short-term fixes that sometimes you put a little pressure on a player and you say, hey, you know, you got to do better or you're not going to play. Luckily, they have an alternative that they're not afraid to go to for a short-term period.
Well, it sure made a difference in the way Corey Kluber pitched on Sunday. That's for sure.
Well, you know, pitchers, Terry, when they know they've got a guy behind the plate who can frame balls well, who can move well, they pitch with more confidence and more aggressively. So I think what we have here is a team that has somewhat underperformed at the beginning of the season, but I think everybody believes that their next 130 games are going to be really quite good, and I think it's going to have to include
Sanchez in order for them to be the team that they think they are.
And you brought up the Red Sox, so I'll go a little further down that path. You got the Red Sox, the Royals, and the Giants all in first place, or at least a share of first place in their respective divisions, all surprisingly strong out of the gate. Any of those three have any staying power for the long haul, in your opinion?
I think the Giants for sure, their starting rotation. I've been watching them this week against the Rockies. Their starting rotation is as good as there is in baseball right now, and I think a lot of us underestimated how good they were. I think the Royals are a good club, but I don't think they're as good as they're playing right now. They've been outscored by their opponents, and they're in a little bit of a spiral right now, having lost three games in a row. I think the Red Sox were always a team that could be better. Alex Cora is somebody I've known since he was a kid. And, yes, he made a serious mistake a few years ago. But as a leader, as a motivator, and as a baseball guy, he's as good as there is in the dugout. So I think he's going to get them to overperform. So I think it would be Giants, Red Sox, Royals. But I think it's great for the game when teams like that perform at a higher level than anticipated, because, you know, clearly I just think it brings some excitement into a city that didn't anticipate it.
And then let's talk a little bit about a team in the NL Central, which the NL Central, I think a lot of people thought that maybe one of the more balanced, or if you want to use the term weaker, divisions around. You know, to me, one of the teams that started out great and now they've kind of hit a lull because I don't think they have enough pitching is the Cincinnati Reds, who still have a following in this part of the country. And they started off scoring great. They were putting up 10, 12 runs a game, it seemed like, a lot of times. And then they beat the Cubs 13-12 the other day. Without Joey Votto for a month, do the Reds have any staying power in a division that's really up for grabs between anybody?
Well, that injury is going to be devastating to their club. I mean, he's one of the greatest hitters of his generation. And a thumb injury for someone like Votto, a real handsy, contact-oriented, feel hitter, I think it's going to be tough for him to come back and be his usual self, which is elite. I think the Cardinals are surfacing to the forefront. They're starting to play well. They're on a streak. That's a really good club with a lot to prove. The Brewers have, I think, woken everybody up that their pitching is so good and their defense is good. I think they're going to be a better team than anyone anticipated. I think the Cubs and the Pirates are going to have a tough time competing. I think the Reds are the wild card in that division. I think they're better than their start, but I think Votto's injury is going to be a really difficult thing to overcome. I mean, it's hard to take a generational talent like Votto, remove him at a critical point in the season, and expect to compete at a high level. My guess, the Cardinals pull away somewhat along with the Brewers from the other three clubs, and we have a two-team race for that division title.
Certainly some bad news with Dustin May being needing Tommy John surgery and going to be out for the rest of this season and perhaps part of next year. But, you know, you look at the Dodgers, and they're really one of the few clubs that could absorb an injury like that, because now they get to plug Nashvilleian or Murfreesboro resident David Price right into the rotation. I mean, is that, I guess, just the Dodgers, just that shows the depth of the club that they have, that they could absorb a loss like that and probably not miss a beat?
Yeah, Terry, they're struggling. They've lost 12 of the last 16 games, and they're lucky they got to such a great start, because they're 17-14, even though they've played poorly for 2.5 weeks. You know, May's a big loss. His stuff was elite this year. It was explosive life, probably more fastball two-seam life than anybody in the game. An extraordinary breaking ball, but he was their fifth starter. You know, so for them to be in a situation where they are right now, they're lucky they're as deep as they are. They'll figure it out. They've got a terrific farm system. And again, Terry, and I know I said this a couple weeks ago, it shocks people every time I say it, they have the most homegrown players on their roster of any of the 30 big league clubs. So their farm system is in abundance. It's plentiful. And they'll have an opportunity to bring guys in, you know, Price to get a regular turn in the rotation, I'm sure. they're still the elite team in the game, and I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't figure things out and surge to the forefront.
We're about done. No Braves questions, which means, Danny, next week, get ready. It'll probably be all three segments.
Be a double
header. I'll tell you what, next 2 weeks, George, really big for the Bravos, 13 of their next 16 at home. If they don't get it going now, there's going to be some eyebrows as to whether or not they're going to be able to do it in 21.
I'm going down to help them, Danny. I'll be there Sunday night.
I love it. Great talking. Thanks for all the baseball chatter.
Absolutely. It's great talking to you as always. Let's do it again next week.
You got it. See you.
The guy can talk baseball like nobody. Former Dodger general manager Danny Evans joining us for his weekly visit. We will wrap up the 3 o'clock hour when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman Oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman Oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's my, C-A-I-M-O-N.com. mycayman.com.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan forecast throughout the afternoon. Partly sunny, temperatures near 70 and mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows drop to the upper 40s. Tomorrow Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, temperatures near 70. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio,
follow George Plaster on Twitter at GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, got a couple of minutes left, or maybe a tad bit less than that. Watson, did you see where Jacksonville fired four of their scouting people?
I did. Interesting, huh?
I guess that's Urban Meyer.
Is that a little new blood walking in the building, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but yes, I did see it. Did you, the other thing I'd bring up quick, and Terry, you may talk about it in the next hour, you saw where Weaver, that they had asked five teams that were interested in him if they knew, and three of them did know it before the draft. Did you see that?
Yes, I did hear about that.
That doesn't look good.
That's not a good thing. No, it doesn't. It certainly doesn't.
That does not look good at all.
No. The reason that the Jaguars probably waited until now is because you don't want to fire all your scouts before the draft because you don't have anybody, you don't have time to get anybody in there just, you know, to be able to do all the legwork and the research and the things that go on in order to evaluate the prospects. So this is the time of year that when scouting changes are made in the scouting department, that they always come after the draft.
Good point, Terry. Appreciate it. Watson, yep. You behave until tomorrow.
I'll do my best, bud.
Terry will stick around. The 4 o'clock hour with some good stuff to talk about is coming up.
WPD2 Transfer. On air and online, Sports Radio
WNSR. ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden at the White House highlighting his Restaurant Revitalization Fund, which provides $28 billion in direct benefits to smaller-sized restaurants struggling in the pandemic to stay open or reopen.
Whether it's our economy or our sense of community, relying on restaurants to play a big role in our recovery.
The president also fielded questions about the rising tensions within the GOP. Republican leaders are calling for Liz Cheney to be removed as chair of their Republican conference. The president said it appears there is a mini revolution going on within that party. In the UK, two delegates from India attending a working group ahead of the G7 summit have tested positive for coronavirus and are self-isolating. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and U.S. aides are there. They are vaccinated and are keeping up with meetings. Israel's president is backing opposition leader Yair Lapid to form a new government. This is ABC News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-724-7317. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-724-7317 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-724-7317 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-724-7317.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
George Plaster, WNSR.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And the 4 o'clock hour is going to be a good one. I promise. In a few moments, Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, will rejoin us. But first, I want to welcome to the F&M Bank phone line, Buddy Lewis, who joins us from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Buddy, thanks for being on with us.
George, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and it's turned out to be a beautiful day in Nashville, and so we're excited to be here with you and look forward to giving some information out that will hopefully protect the lives of people on the roadways in Tennessee.
Buddy, as you know, for years I did spots when it was the governor's highway safety office, probably did that for 15 to 20 years, and I used to put this line out there that when you'd go by the scoreboard on the interstate, even if the number was less than a year ago, any number meant that some police officer was having to go to a home and change that family's life forever. And sometimes we forget that.
Absolutely. The hardest part of being a law enforcement officer is knocking on someone's door, whether it be in the middle of the afternoon or the middle of the night, and change, as you said, changing their life forever when you have to notify them of a loved one who has been tragically killed in a traffic crash on anywhere in the state of Tennessee or anywhere in our country. So, very difficult part of the job. It's happening way too often now. Our fatalities are up this year tremendously, and we are doing our best to affect the behavioral aspect of traffic of drivers across the state, trying to influence them to slow down, buckle their seat belts, don't drink and drive, and do not drive distracted. So those are the areas that we're doing our best to make a difference in the lives of Tennesseans.
Buddy, I love the fact that between May 24th and June the 6th, you all are really going to get after it when it comes to making people wear their seatbelt. And that seems like such a simple thing that we all need to get in the habit of, because wearing your seatbelt saves lives, period.
Absolutely it does. You know, as you alluded to, our Click It or Ticket campaign will start May the 24th and go through June the 6th, and it deals with law enforcement agencies across the state that will increase the seatbelt enforcement. Law enforcement will be beefed up as part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's nationwide campaign. And basically it will be law enforcement agencies across the state that will pay attention more during this period of time to seatbelt usage and try to enforce the law as best we can to, you know, affect people's thought and process about just putting on that seatbelt, buckling up, because every time you buckle up, you increase your chances of surviving a crash.
Amen. I hope people will listen to that one, because it is such a simple thing that needs to happen. Buddy, tonight I know you all worry in the business you're in. May the 5th is Cinco de Mayo. People want to celebrate, and goodness knows people want to have a good time right now. They've been cooped up for over a year, but that's a real concern for y'all.
Yes, it is. Today is Cinco de Mayo Day. There will be additional patrol officers out across the state enforcing the DUI laws of Tennessee. And we just encourage so much. If you're going to go out and have a few drinks, and, you know, a lot of times people don't think one or two drinks will make a difference, but one or two drinks will impair your reaction time, your judgment. It will impair you on making critical decisions that can cost you your life and cost the lives of innocent people. So we just encourage people that if you're going to get out and have a few drinks and celebrate Cinco de Mayo, have a plan in place. Have a designated driver. Use Lyft or Uber to get home. Just do the smart thing. Make smart decisions, because you never know when that one time that you think that you can make it home okay may end up costing you your life or the life of someone else.
Amen. I really applaud what you all are trying to do later this month as far as seatbelt enforcement. Buddy, it is such a simple thing, and maybe it's that people just get out of the habit, but I hope this will force them to get back in the habit.
Absolutely. We do too. You know, this is not about writing tickets. This is about saving lives.
Amen.
And so, you know, so if we can save one life by an officer somewhere in the state of Tennessee stopping someone today, tomorrow, next month, or next year, if that can make a difference in someone's life, it's the work and the effort put into all this clicking or ticket campaign will be worth it all.
Buddy, thank you for taking the time to come on with us. Tell everybody over there I said hello.
George, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for having me on today.
Same here, absolutely. Buddy Lewis from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. It's an important message that oftentimes is the difference in life and death. And don't mean to be overly dramatic, but that is the way it is. Now let's bring Terry back. Terry, guess what we're going to start the 4 o'clock hour with?
Oh, boy. We're starting it with stat of the day, aren't we?
Yeah, but to me, you should absolutely nail the first parts of it because you're a hardcore baseball fan.
Okay.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Terry, listen very closely.
All right.
Okay. I think you will absolutely knock dead the first two. The longest single-season scoreless streaks in Major League Baseball history, including the dead ball era, by a pitcher. You'll get the first two easy.
Okay. Oral Hershiser?
Absolutely. 59 innings pitched in a row, yep. August 30th through September 28th of 1988. Number two, you'll breeze through.
And wasn't it Don Drysdale's record that he broke?
Of course. 58 and two-thirds innings. May the 14th through June the 8th of 1968. Hmm. Now, here comes the hard part. Terry, I'd like for you to give me positions 3 through 10.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it was a woo for me, too, because I looked at this, and I'll be honest. Well, there wasn't a one of these I knew.
Wasn't a one of so these are guys that I've not heard of.
Basically. Oh, no, you've heard of them. Okay. But I'm saying if you put a gun to my head and said, who are they? I didn't know. Would you know who the third longest streak is?
Probably not.
Okay.
Johnny Vandermeer might be on the list for two no-hitters.
So Johnny Vandermeer is the only person in Major League Baseball history to throw back-to-back no-hitters. And we need to respond to Terry's answer with this.
Yes, of course.
Terry, would you like to try again?
Sure. Oh, gosh. Well, the 60s was a very dominant. The 60s and the early 70s was a very dominant era for pitching. So we'll go there.
In one respect, you're on to something.
All right, we'll go there. How about Tom Seaver?
Terry, Tom Seaver's a very interesting answer. And also incorrect.
Okay.
You always know you're really up against it. Yes. And you're screwed when he says, you know what? What's
That's
a really good answer?
Yes. Well, will you give me at least the satisfaction? How many of these guys are Hall of Famers? That way, at least I know, maybe not where I'm aiming, but at least I know the board I'm throwing at.
Okay, I will tell you up front that number three you've heard of, number five, number six, number seven, number eight. I've never heard of number nine because he was 1904. Looky here, people want to play. You know what? Let's open it up to the masses. You want to play? I may have a prize for you. 844-5600. If you can give one of these, if you can get one of these, more power to you. Because this is strong.
Do I get to throw any more out there?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to take a stab way back in the past at a really good pitcher, not a Hall of Famer, but a really good pitcher. I'm going to say Dave McNally.
Dave McNally, Baltimore Oriole. Dave McNally and Andy Messersmith were the two that cracked Major League Baseball free agency once and for all. Terry, that answer is... But gee, thank you for playing, Terry. You were terrific.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Nobody...
I've already struck out.
I've got Larry in Huntsville on the line, and he will be the first person up. But I want to get a couple more of you. At 844-5600, positions 3 through 10 are wide open. Let me ask the question again. I'm asking for the 10 longest single-season scoreless streaks in Major League Baseball history by a pitcher. 1 and 2 are easy for a hardcore fan like me. Oral Hershiser, Don Drysdale. Numbers 3 through 10, well, that's a totally different story. You get any of these 3 through 10, you're a cat daddy. Perhaps you're scared to play because I'm getting nothing right now. Nobody even wanting to play. They think it's that hard? 844-5600 is the number. I implore you, which is just this side of beg, to jump in and let's see what you got. Larry in Huntsville, talk to me.
Well, I was going to go out on a limb, and I'm probably going to be wrong when I say this, but I was going to go out and guess Mr. Smith, but the other one I was going to guess is Bob Gibson.
You know what? I am going to give you a gift because your second one is correct. And this one I had forgotten. Bob Gibson, who had an unbelievable streak in 1968, perhaps the best pitching season we have ever seen, 1.12 ERA. He had a 47-inning consecutive streak from June the 2nd to June the 26th. of 1968. How about that, Larry?
Well, see, when I was a boy, Bob Gibson, it was strange you asked that. Because I lived down here in Huntsville, and I was listening to your show, and I'm a good friend of Mr. Ballpark Frank, who I've known for years. And I happen to know that because Bob Gibson, my father had a friend who lived here in Huntsville who knew Bob Gibson.
And, really?
I had the chance to meet him when I was a young boy. I didn't get the chance to, but my dad used to talk about him all the time. The two pitchers he thought at the time in his lifetime that he knew before he passed away that was just unbelievable. One of them was Bob Gibson, and he talked about him all the time. He said it was just unbelievable what he could do.
Maybe the fiercest competitor we've ever seen. Larry, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your address, and then we're going to send you a little gift certificate.
Well, today is my birthday, so that's good.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Yes, sir.
We're going to put you on hold. And so, Terry, for what it's worth, Bob Gibson is number 5 on the list.
I should have gotten that one because he had the year in 68 where he had an ERA of just over 1.
And see, that's where I thought you were going.
Yeah.
I am really disappointed in our callers because I am about a minute and a half away from saying to hell with it.
Just reading the answers.
I want to give away a prize, and people are apparently scared to death of this question.
This is a hard one, though.
Oh, it's
to be
very
fair,
hard. It is very hard.
And it's a weird one to try to hurry up and Google.
Did you say that somebody was from what year, 1904?
Yeah, some guy named Doc White. Old Doc White. Had a 45-inning scoreless streak. September the 12th through the 30th of 1904. You want me to go through these?
Yes, if old Doc White, I believe, got that name because I think he was a dentist.
You know what? I don't think he worked with Jody Jones.
Well, a little bit before Jody's time.
Yeah. Okay, so the third one you've heard of, Walter Johnson.
Pretty good pitcher.
55 and two-third inning streak. I did not know of this in 1913. Jack Combs. Honestly, I've never heard of Jack. He was
the A's.
Yes,
when they were in Philadelphia.
53-inning streak. Bob Gibson at 47. Here's the one that shocked me. Zach Greinke went 45 and two-thirds in 2015. Terry, I don't remember that.
I don't either. That's impressive.
Yeah.
He was not impressive last night, though.
No. He got ripped around pretty good early. Carl Hubble is number 7 at 45 and a third.
Oh, Carl was a pretty good pitcher.
Yes, he was. Cy Young.
Yes, I think he has an award named after him.
The Cy Young of all Cy Youngs.
Yes.
45 innings, 1904. And then, last on the 10 list, is old Sal Magley, who Jim Boughton didn't speak all that kindly of, did he?
No, he did not. Sal the Barber Magley.
Yeah, 45-inning streak, August of 1950.
Maybe old Jim should have listened to him a little closer, and he might have lasted a little longer.
I thought it was a dadgum good question.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I don't care what Watson thinks. Just a thought. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the break. I've got a couple of things on my mind, but you may as well. I am disappointed at how quiet the phones have been. You're out there. You're listening. I know you got stuff to talk about. I want to hear from you after the break at 844-5600. If you don't participate, well, you know what? Then I'll come up with something else. And I've got something on my mind that I want to get into, but I want to see the phone lines light up. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. They put out that car fire, but boy, it's got traffic slow go as you head out towards Mount Juliet. Here on 40 eastbound, just crawling along through Hermitage as we check it out live here on 40 eastbound. Here at OHB, it just drags along until you get up to the county line before it picks back up. It was an earlier car fire. It slowed all that down. 440 westbound, near the 65 split on an accident. Hart Lane at Ben Allen. That wreck should be clear in a few minutes. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up June 11th. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chung, your on-time traffic.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR SkyScan forecast throughout the afternoon. Partly sunny, temperatures near 70 and mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows drop to the upper 40s. Tomorrow Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, temperatures near 70. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
425. Before we go to the phones, we have some breaking Titans news. Let's hear it, Terry.
Okay, we've got a couple of things here, George, that have happened on the Titans front in the last little bit. The Titans have signed former Falcons running back Brian Hill, and also they are inviting former University of Memphis quarterback Brady White to their rookie minicamp in hopes of perhaps him earning a contract.
Don't you think that's an interesting one, Terry? Because every time I saw Brady White, he lit it up.
Yeah, he did. You know, now he was in a very quarterback-friendly offense.
No question.
Certainly not his fault, and he took advantage of being in that type of system. But, he had some very good games when he was a Tiger.
What do you make of the first move?
I think it's probably just, a camp body, somebody to help out on special teams. Hill is coming in here. Obviously, he's not going to unseat Derrick Henry. He's not going to unseat Darrington Evans, and he's going to have a hard time battling with Jeremy McNichol for the third running back spot.
Yeah.
So probably just a little depth and another body for camp.
Buckeye Dan, you are first up on WNSR.
Good afternoon. The Titans are going to have a tight end symposium in every, little burg in Middle Tennessee. Anybody who's ever played tight end from college down to Pee Wee Ball, welcome to attend. maybe you can make the Titans, but Lord knows they still need a tight end. If they'd have taken, you know, if y'all would have been on board with the trade I suggested, they'd have, they, you know, a really good tight end, that wouldn't be a problem for them.
Well, but, Terry, let's ask this. Why have they left themselves in this position?
That's a good question. I thought that they would address it in the draft, but apparently they never found a player and a round match that they liked in terms of making the pick without it being a drastic reach, in their opinion. This was not a great tight end draft. There were a handful of decent prospects, but they weren't able to come away with any of them.
What I really wanted to talk about was, remember how I talked about the Browns and who I specifically wanted them to draft? Well, he wasn't there at 26. But the guy they did take in the second round, I'm a little surprised that I, you know, kind of missed out on him, because the reason I was kind of pimping Zaven Collins is because of those two award and Nagurski award. Well, the guy they got from Notre Dame, he won the Butkus Award, which is actually a linebacker award. So I'm like, okay, I can't be too upset about that. But I have a habit of underrating, Notre Dame players are overrated is what I believe.
Well, they sure are. From January 1 on, anytime they get in the college playoff, they're definitely overrated.
Well, that's the easy, easy look right there. Wasn't Clayton Kershaw also in that top 10 of yours?
Not according to what I've got. Uh-uh.
Oh, okay, because I thought I saw both him and Greinke. Because Dodgers is the only team I've even paid any attention to in the last lot of years, because I still follow them a little bit. Because I thought Kershaw had a run not too long ago, too, but I might have been mistaken. I completely forgot about Greinke myself.
Now, what they're including in that is the dead ball era. And so there are four or five names in here. Well, there are a couple of names in here. I've never heard of Doc White. And I can't really tell you anything about Jack Combs. And so it's possible that outside of the dead ball, well, in fact, hold on here. Outside of the dead ball, Clayton Kershaw is number 8 with a 41-inning scoreless streak. That happened in 2014.
Right. But, okay, you heard it here first. The Browns are going to the Super Bowl.
You feel pretty good about that, don't you?
I feel real good about that. I said after last season, they fixed the defense, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
I'm not sure that I'm willing to just sit here and say I don't buy it, because the team I saw in Kansas City in the playoff game, to me, that felt like the clock ran out, as opposed to did Kansas City really beat them? Kansas City held on for dear life, and the third down call, or was it the fourth down call, by Andy Reid is one of the gutsiest calls going.
Oh, yeah, that one went with the backup quarterback, too, yeah.
Yeah, was it third or fourth down?
I think it was third down, if I remember correctly, but I'm not sure. To me, the whole game hinged on that no call on Sorensen over there on the sideline, that illegal hit that they ignored. But I'm not what. To be honest, that whole game I was looking, and they never really stopped the Chiefs on defense once, unless they forced a turnover or something, some big play. That's the only thing that the Browns defense really had going for them last year. Teams just, if you look at the sustained drives against the Browns last year, that was their Achilles heel, because most anybody could do that. If you were even just a capable offense, you can move the ball on the Browns. I don't think you're going to be able to do that this year.
I like your optimism, Dan. Hang with them.
Have a good afternoon. Bye.
And Terry, that leads us to the Titans and this story about this young man from Pittsburgh. This does not make the front office look good at all. And why don't you sort of paraphrase for a listening audience that may be getting off of work and just getting in their car, what has gone on here?
Well, the Titans drafted Rashad Weaver in the fourth round, and they did not know when they drafted him on Saturday that a charge had been filed against him on that previous Friday for a simple assault against a female in Pittsburgh. This incident apparently happened outside of a bar, and there's a little bit of a fuzziness in terms of, you know, what exactly happened. There's a couple of different statements here, and it was several days before charges were filed and all those sorts of things that went on. But anyway, you know, regardless of that, and certainly Rashad Weaver is entitled to due process just like anyone else is, but to have this thing come to light so soon after you've drafted this guy on the heels of the Isaiah Wilson disaster, to me, that's a big red flag inside the Titans scouting department and inside, you know, what they're trying to do, because I think they had to have guys who keep their nose clean in this draft above all else, you know, and here they already have a guy who's in trouble, you know, facing trouble with the law.
Are you surprised how quiet it's been? You know, you've not heard anything from Amy Adams Strunk, who has to be furious about this.
She has to be furious with it. And, you know, the only thing that was put out was a statement on Monday saying, you know, the typical, you know, we were unaware, we take this very seriously, you know, which is, you know, kind of the typical protocol that, you know, teams put out. We are aware of the incident and we are investigating the matter. That sort of thing is basically what it is. And, you know, I guess in some respects their hands are kind of tied in terms of what they can say. They probably can't say what they want to say about it, but there's certainly a black eye on the organization right out of the gate.
Are you aware of where the story came out where the other teams have said, or there are some teams that have said they knew?
Yes, I think that was Kaharski that put that out there, something that he had talked to four or five different scouts, and that I think three of five said that they were aware of it, or maybe two of five said they were aware of it. So it was out there. It was information that was out there to be had, and some teams are at least saying that they had it. Now, whether they did or not, you know, who knows? But they're at least saying that they did.
That does not look good.
No, that's not a good look at all. You know, I mean, because you would think that the Titans would have been on top of this, especially, I mean, you know, look, there's over 300 guys every year that are entering the draft and are trying to find their way onto a roster. And you do your homework as best you can to try and find out everything on everybody. But in reality, you know that there's a pool of, you know, 30 players, 30 to 50 players maybe, that you are saying, we'd really like to have this guy if he's there in round number two or there in round number four, that sort of thing. There's probably a finite number of players that you'd say, this guy really fits what we do. Let's make extra sure we check him out, do our homework on him, because if he's there, we will take him. And obviously Rashad Weaver was one of those guys for the Titans. And for them to allow this to fall through the cracks is very, very embarrassing for the organization.
Let's go to Pegram. Wayne, you're next up on WNSR.
Hey, good afternoon.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm not going to say that I totally disagree with your all stance on this Weaver guy. I mean, these NFL teams can't pay private investigators or people to just follow these guys around everywhere they go. And, you know, if this had been like a Ray Rice incident where there's video of him, what he did to the young lady, that's one thing. But I think we just jump the gun sometimes just so quickly and not let due process. It's like he's already been convicted in so many of these talk radio shows, and we don't know the actual facts and the truth.
Okay, look.
I don't lay that much blame on the Titans. I mean, sure, they got to do their homework, but, I mean, these guys have lives, and you just can't follow them everywhere they go and know every single little thing that they do.
Let's take that, Wayne, because I'm not 100% disagreeing with you, but you would have to admit the player in this case came with a quote that's pretty disturbing about, you know, when a woman needs to be hit.
See, now, that I have not heard. I've not heard he had a quote. All I have knowledge of is that what the allegation was and his story, and that there was differing stories like you all
right.
have alluded
oh, sure.
to. I did not know that he made a quote like that. Which
okay.
would, you
Terry,
know, would totally not be acceptable. I agree with you.
Terry, help me with that part of it for Wayne.
Yes. Apparently, in one of the reports, I don't know if it's in the police report or if it's in the – certainly was in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette story, there was a quote that was attributed to Weaver talking to some other officers that were at the scene or were investigating or whatever, that he had said that he had no problem hitting a female if she needed it, which is
not acceptable. And, you know, if he said that, then, obviously he'll have to answer for it, but I think we blame these NFL teams sometimes a little too much, or professional teams. You know, they just can't know every little thing about a prospective athlete. It's just not possible.
That part I won't disagree with you on. However, the story that other teams knew it does make them look bad.
I would agree with that. I don't have a disagreement with that. I just think sometimes we need to let a person actually be proven guilty, you know,
sure.
like you said, we have the right to due process in our country, and sometimes it seems like we don't afford that to everybody in every situation.
I do think you're right that in sports in particular, there's a little bit of a guilty, now prove yourself to be innocent.
Correct.
In a lot of cases.
I agree with that.
And I think you raise a good point that's one of the things that a lot of people have fought for our right to have this in our country. So good for you for bringing it up. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to the break at 4:40. And when we come back, I will ask Terry about 50 million questions about the latest developments involving Aaron Rodgers, because this story is getting more and more bizarre to the point that I am starting to believe he may never play again for the Green Bay Packers.
Good afternoon. We had a car fire about an hour ago out there on I-40 eastbound at the Wilson County line, and traffic's still very heavy just trying to get out through Hermitage right now on 40 eastbound here passing OHB. Sure, we've seen several accidents out here in the last few minutes. Murfreesboro Pike at Foothill Drive was tied up on a crash with injuries. The fire department just got there. Heavy traffic to the north now on 65 up through Madison. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them at 240-2811. They're online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes, too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The prodigal son of Nashville Sports Radio has returned. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
444, and the Aaron Rodgers stuff just keeps getting more and more bizarre. Terry, let me start with this with you. Do you believe he will be the Packer quarterback this upcoming season?
Ooh, I'd say it's right now maybe 50-50.
Where when the story first got out, I know I was like, it ain't happening.
Right.
But it ain't happening. All of a sudden, there's a lot of other stuff. So let's talk about the other stuff.
Other stuff, yes.
Brett Favre, never one to shy away from a little pub, says he's not optimistic that there will be another run to the Super Bowl given what he knows about the rift between Rodgers and the team. Favre went on an ESPN Wisconsin radio show earlier today and detailed his text conversation with Rodgers and made comparisons to his own departure from the Packers in 2008. He said, I think I know Aaron fairly well, and honestly, I just don't see him coming back and just saying, all right, let's just bury the hatchet. Whatever caused the rift, and I'm just going to come back and play because I love the guys, I love the Green Bay fans, I assume he does. But his rift isn't with the fans or the players. It's with the front office. Will he just swallow his pride and come in? Maybe. But I don't see that happening. Favre goes on to say that he texted Rodgers last Thursday. And let's see. He said Rodgers replied by saying he didn't think that was going to happen, but added, thanks for checking on me. I'll touch base with you after all this is over. And that was it. We haven't talked since. Well, first of all, I never got the feeling that Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre were exactly pals.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, Rodgers' arrival in Green Bay kind of hastened Favre's departure and was part of the whole reason he wanted out and actually wanted to go to the Vikings and then wound up going to the Jets and then to the Vikings.
Okay. So then there is the what is the rift? You know, we've wondered for a while what the rift is. And apparently Aaron Rodgers has put some stuff out comparing the GM Brian Gutekunst to Jerry Krause, the former Bulls GM, who was absolutely hated by a bunch of the Bulls players. Michael Jordan couldn't stand him. So, Terry, now he's at least said, you know, if you can halfway read the tea leaves, okay, it's Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I mean, and that certainly would be one of the point people, considering that like we talked with the guy from who had worked in Green Bay the other day, and he mentioned the point that the Packers don't have a Jerry Jones or an Amy Adams Strunk at the head of their hierarchy as a quote-unquote owner. And so I think Gutekunst, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
And his father is the former head football coach at the University of Minnesota.
Yes. So he's kind of becoming, I guess, the scapegoat in this, at least in Rodgers' eyes. And the thing that I feel like that where the rub begins with Rodgers, from what I've been able to read and listen to regarding this whole mess, is he basically wants to have input into the makeup of the roster. He was upset that they drafted Jordan Love a couple of years ago, and certainly any franchise quarterback that sees another potential franchise quarterback drafted to eventually take his place is not going to react well to that. I don't think Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo were best of buds. So I think that's a situation where any quarterback like that any alpha dog, so to speak, is going to be a little bit, have their dander up, shall we say.
Terry, don't you think this is also a little bit of a new thing in football where it's almost like the quarterbacks have gotten in a room and said, you know what, we've got these teams by the you-know-what, because quarterbacks have never been more important than they are right now. In the old days, there were times you could win with a mediocre quarterback, but right now, you look at all the haves, they've got one, and the have-nots don't. And it's as though they've all gotten in a room and said, you know what, we're going to use our power base to get more out of this.
Yeah, I think that's, starting to be what you're seeing. And it's kind of an NBA type of look where the LeBron Jameses and the Kevin Durants and the Steph Currys of the league kind of, they're the tail that wags the dog, so to speak, because, they jump around and form these super teams. And while it's harder to do that in the NFL, if you're a quarterback, you can throw your weight around and say, hey, I want this guy on my team. Happened with Tom Brady when he went to the Bucks. Antonio Brown was pretty much radioactive. Nobody wanted him, but Tom Brady said, I want him. Guess what? He was a Buck.
And guess what? They've re-signed him.
Absolutely.
So Brady apparently had the ability to keep him under control. So Terry...
But he also had the ability to tell management, I want this guy, and management made it happen.
Sure.
I think that's some of what Rodgers wants.
Terry, I guess the question I've got here is, it seems to me that what has to happen now is that Mark Murphy has to get Gutekunst and Aaron Rodgers in a room and has to play mediator between the two, where Rodgers basically says, you're a butthole, you don't tell me anything, you don't communicate, you act like I'm a communist, whatever. And Gutekunst says, somebody has to be the boss. I'm the general manager. You can't be the one making decisions. And then they butt heads and they do something. I mean, doesn't Murphy have to step in for the good of the franchise?
Yeah, you would think so. And here's the thing, because the draft is now come and gone. And granted, if you're the Packers, if you're moving on from Aaron Rodgers, you're casting your lot with Jordan Love.
Well, good luck on that.
But that being said, with the draft having come and gone, can you get anything even close to fair market value for Aaron Rodgers if you're forced to let him go?
Well, isn't the answer if you can create competition between more than one team?
Yeah, that's probably it. But, they don't want to trade him inside the NFC if they can help it. So that leaves only the AFC. That leaves how many teams that are quarterback starved in the AFC? the Broncos, I think, are the one that everybody is pointing to.
And Oakland is another.
The Raiders are a possibility, but, you know, and granted, Rodgers would be a major upgrade for a lot of other teams, too. I mean, if the Houston Texans, with the whole Deshaun Watson fiasco that's hovering over them, you know, obviously Rodgers would be a welcome sight there, but I don't think they're in the running to get him.
No, first of all, not that I know, but it's not like Jordan Love, you know, knocked it dead at Nevada.
I thought he went to Utah State.
You're right. He did go to Utah State. What am I thinking?
So he may have knocked it dead.
I've got a little Colin Kaepernick on the brain. I saw him a lot. You know, he was a nice quarterback, but I mean, if they're sitting there thinking he's the replacement to Aaron Rodgers, good luck on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you don't know what you got until you put him out there, but certainly big shoes to fill if they decide to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
It just seems like the bottom line is, Terry, that Murphy has to get those two in a room and let them have their heavyweight title fight, you know, where they go at it. Because the franchise, until this happens, nothing's going to get settled.
No, and it's going to hover over the team, you know, until something does get resolved. You know, if Aaron Rodgers just gives in and says, okay, I'm coming back, you know that the specter of this is going to be lingering over the franchise, and it's not going to be a healthy atmosphere in that organization and in that locker room.
We will wrap this baby up when we come back.
Good afternoon. Still heavy traffic 40 East trying to get through Herbertage right now, all from a car fire that happened earlier out there around the Wilson County line. Traffic's on the increase even more now on 65 northbound. That gets heavy this time of day up by Vietnam Vets, continuing up into Goodlettsville. Hickory Ridge Road at Laverne Couchville Pike. They're talking about a wreck there, possibly with injuries. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up June 11th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Denny Hamlin is on, and he gives us his thoughts heading into the Darlington Throwback Weekend.
Darlington's probably my favorite racetrack simply because of, you know, how that track lays out and the techniques and the discipline you really have to have at that racetrack. I love it for that reason. You know, some of my favorite memories there really is from back in the day watching, you know, I say back in the day watching Kurt and Craven. Their few lap battle there was just unbelievable. And it's Darlington in a nutshell, in a matter of, you know, a 1 minute clip, just how you can, you know, the different lines that each person were taking, you know, the slip sliding around, you know, it's essentially the quintessential Darlington right there in one clip. So it's just a fun racetrack. You really have to be technical there. You have to time your passes. You have to time when you get passed. All of that is just, you know, it's a thinking person's game at that track that, you know, that's why you only see, you know, some of the great drivers that have won there, and they tell you how difficult it really is. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Darlington's had that date bounced around quite a bit. I don't know that it feels much different from my perspective or the driver's perspective.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Max Wellsey was scratching, and Ruby some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, about 1 minute left. We may be on the verge of something really big in Seattle. A Baltimore left-hander, John Means, and I have seen this guy pitch, saw him a week ago, and I cannot remember where they were, but he is within three outs of a no-hitter against Seattle. Ninth inning, 6-0, top nine. So, Terry, as I drive home, I'm going to be listening.
Good deal. Good deal. Good luck to him.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, the Orioles for about 5 years now, it's been tough. Get a kid like this who's got 11 strikeouts, clearly got really good stuff. He's a building block for them in what has been a bleak time. So we'll see if he gets the no-no. Terry, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
By the way, abbreviated show tomorrow because the old Bravos are in Washington to take on the Nats. But we will be with you at 2 o'clock. See you then.